Bars aren't just for drinking. Some are using trivia nights to attract more customers. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about the business of trivia are Darkness Brewing co-founder Eric Mosler and the Approximate Knowledge Institute of Cincinnati quiz wizard Justin Schaefer. Welcome to the program, Eric and Justin.
Hello.
Thank you.
I think you might be my first wizard I've ever introduced.
Maybe.
It's very exciting. Before we get this conversation kicked off, we're going to play some trivia of our own. Justin, sure. I understand you have a trivia question for our listeners. Lay it on us.
I do. So this is a question I've used in the past. So hopefully anybody listening that's come to my trivia night in the last like month or so won't be listening right now and call in. But here's the question. Is what shade of greenish yellow is named for a type of liqueur from France, which is brewed by monks, which the monks are named for the cathedral that they live in. The cathedral was named for the mountains that the cathedral is built in, and the mountains were named for a French town nearby.
Wow. And I'm sorry, Eric, you can't answer. You look like you're just itching to answer this question, but we're going to let one of our listeners take it. Eric, how long have you... Oh, I should tell you, if you think you know the answer, you've got to call us, 513-419-7100. We can't take your answers by email, so you have to call. If you are the first caller with the right answer, you'll win a fabulous WVXU prize. I don't even know what the prize is, but it's something fabulous, so you're going to want to get in on this. So, Eric, how long have you been doing a trivia night at Darkness Brewing?
With the exception through the COVID time, which was not that long, probably less than a year, for about 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. Yeah. Wow. And what prompted you? Why'd you start doing it?
Mainly, I mean, the simple answer was to drive business through the week when it's slower. Before we opened Darkness, I'd been in the bar business since I was 21. And other places I'd worked, we'd had trivia. And it was successful for making Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays into business. Business gets better. You make a little more money.
Yeah.
And then when we opened Darkness, we utilize some of the same people. We approach it. We don't use a big company. We use individuals, and it's worked well for us. And yeah.
Well, that's great. Justin, is that why bar owners typically start a trivia night? Because they're trying to draw in more customers on nights that tend to be kind of slower?
Yeah, generally your off nights are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday also doesn't work for trivia very well because people are coming back from the weekend. They don't really feel like going out again. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a lot of places are closed on Monday as well. But yeah, generally you're trying to drive that business through the midweek. There kind of gets a bit of doldrums in there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Does it take time for crowds to grow for a trivia night? What kind of demographics do you see on a typical trivia night, Justin?
Yes, it definitely takes. I mean, when you're starting out, it's going to take, you know, I usually say it's going to take at least 6 months for people to get really like into it and the word of mouth to spread if people are enjoying it or whatever. Demographic wise, I see everybody everywhere. So I see people, there's a group of ladies in their 70s who come out on Tuesday. There's a group of 22-year-olds who come out on Thursday every single week. So, you know, it's across the board. Everybody, I mean, not everybody loves trivia, but the people who love it really are into it. So they show up.
Well, we have some callers on the line. We're going to go to one trivia lover here, maybe. Hey, Andrew, thanks for calling. What's your answer for our trivia question?
That'd be chartreuse.
That is correct.
Wow, Andrew.
First caller.
Dang. Now, Andrew, I have to ask you, have you been to one of Justin's trivia nights recently? Did you know because you were in the audience?
No, I didn't. I didn't cheat. I'm also a bartender, and that's the...
There you
go. That's the liqueur. That's more where I got it from.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, we're glad to have a bartender calling in on this segment with the right answer. If you could stay on the line, our producers will talk to you to get your information so we can get your fabulous prize to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I clicked the correct button to keep him on the line. I was didn't trust myself there for a minute. Eric, tell me what the scene's like at Trivia Night at Darkness Brewing. What's the atmosphere? What's the vibe? What's the experience?
So we do, let's see. So Jesse and Mary, who've been friends of ours, have been work. Jesse's a bartender on Saturday afternoons, but him and his wife come on Tuesday evenings. I'm not familiar with the company we use, but there's they basically just give us pieces of paper It's relatively inexpensive for us.
Gotcha.
And then we just pay him hourly to run the trivia. It runs about an hour. And being on Tuesday, it's basically very quiet until 6:30 or so, about a half hour before trivia starts. And then they start coming in. They want to get their table set up. Demographically speaking, I'd be in agreement with him. It's all over the map, and especially in age. We're in Bellevue, so you know we're drawing people from our area. But you know, older families, younger people bring their kids, and yeah, it's I don't know what else. If you have any more questions specifically,
no, it sounds like it's worked great. Do you have repeat people, like groups that come in?
Yeah, 100%. It's it's almost, I'd say, you know, I'm off the top of my head, 80%+ is there every week.
Oh, wow.
I think to his point that people that like trivia, they love it. And then they find a place they like and they just keep going back. Like for us, I think doing it from 7 to 8 on Tuesday, people can get dinner before. If they want to bring food in, they can. But then they're done by 8. They can go home, go to bed, get up, go to work. It's not this big thing that's like really long and drawn out or too late or too early.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how we've done it. I think we kind of got lucky from the beginning. We just, the way we've done it, had a little bit of experience. We came in, community's been very supportive of us, and it's just sort of, it's almost amazing. My partner and I sometimes laugh about, like, we can't believe it hasn't run its course.
Yeah.
You know, everything, nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
And, but trivia is one of these things that just keeps going.
Why do you think that is, Justin? What's the staying power of trivia?
I honestly, like, will give it up for Jeopardy. Like, it's kept it in people's minds. People just love trivia. Also, everybody loves feeling smart, you know, in some way or another, especially when you're on a team, if you can show off that you know just a little something. I always feel like everybody has something to contribute. So like even when people say they don't like trivia, I know there's something swimming around in their brains where they know something that might help out their team and they can, you know, enjoy being part of that sort of camaraderie. And, you know, victory is always a sweet fruit and an enticing kind of target for
people. Yeah, everybody nerds out about something, right?
That's absolutely. Better believe it.
Well, we're talking about the business of trivia nights. Do you like to go to local trivia nights? Give us a call to tell us why. The number is 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Eric, how many people typically come to your bar on a trivia night, and how does the crowd size compare to like weekends or other nights of the week?
It's a little bit difficult of a question because we break them up into teams and we don't have limits. So a team could be one person or it could be 8 people. And I was a little short notice. I wanted to get some numbers, but I don't have them. But I think we do. We typically fill up our front room. I want to say that it's like 8 to 9 teams, but like 12 to 15 teams, especially through the summer, isn't abnormal. We tend to have to expand out to the patio or the front room. And, you know, so that's it's kind of a lot of especially for a Tuesday. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's compared to like a weekend. It may be a similar amount of humans in the building. but again, like they're not going to be sitting at tables broke off necessarily in the same setup. But I'd say it's Tuesday's probably, if you take out the weekend, I'd say it's probably on par with one of our next busiest days.
Okay.
But that all comes from trivia. Like there might be nobody in the brewery for 3 hours and then trivia starts and then that's where we make our money and sales. So it can be hectic. I know the bartenders go crazy. It's just constant, constant for them. But as far as like the people go, it's always the same people. So they understand if we get a little behind.
Sure. Justin, what do you see in terms of teams? I mean, do you see a lot of people who are just playing on their own, trying to take on these big teams of 8? Do you see teams really strategizing about who knows what to make sure they've got a well-balanced knowledge base?
Yeah, you run the gamut for sure. I mean, my Tuesday night is I mean, you have like, you know, sometimes in the summertime, there's 200 people there. So you have like a lot of like very strange makeups of teams, but they all work together. Sometimes it's people from that are older playing with younger people and that kind of thing. There's always going to be the lone wolf people who think they're smarter than everybody else in the place and they're going to win the game. And they rarely ever do, because you do need a fair amount of knowledge across, you know, a wide breadth of subjects to really take on a lot of the teams that are sort of incumbents there and everything. But yeah, you get all sorts. Sometimes I have a team where it's these, you know, mid 20 something ladies who come in, and there's 12 of them, and they all sit together and they don't always win, but they got the spirit for it. And I love them. So like, shout out to Diva Cups when they come in on Tuesdays, always glad to see them. But yeah, you get these, some of the teams that just, they thrill with climbing the mountain to try to beat the teams that are out there every week winning. So you definitely get a lot of like different types of makeup as far as that kind of thing goes.
Yeah. Gosh, it sounds like you can get competitive too.
Sure does. Yeah.
I mean, how big are the prizes?
Not. That's the thing is I've always marveled at it, because I've been doing it 10 years and I write everything myself. I produce everything myself. And I'm always like kind of ashamed that I can't give away larger prizes because it's been so long. So you would think with inflation, people would be like, well, that's not $20 for first place isn't very much. They don't care. They're spending $60, $70 and they're like, we don't care about the money. It's not the issue. The issue is I want to be the person who wins something. So
it's the honor. It's
exactly.
The pride.
Yep. Love
yeah.
of the game. Exactly.
Yeah, the love of the game. There you go. Well, we have a caller on the line. Hey, Emily, thanks so much for calling. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I just wanted to talk about how much I love trivia. I think it's what it is I had all this useless info as a child, and kind of just dropping it on your friends randomly isn't as fun as like going somewhere and being the smartest person in the room because you know everything about that specific topic. So that's why I love playing trivia.
So Emily, are you one of those lone wolves who has a table all to herself and you're just trying to take on everybody, or are you part of a team?
So I've done both. Like, I can win by myself. I know it sounds like I'm bragging, but depending on the topic, like I went to Titanic trivia once and I swept and it was crazy.
Good for you. It was worth watching that movie a million times, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Thanks so much for calling, Emily. That's so fun. Do you find that people, I mean, you must have a lot of knowledge in your brain too, Justin, to be a quiz master or quiz wizard, I guess.
I do have a lot of dumb stuff in there, but most of the time, week to week, I'm writing, you know, and then as soon as I'm done, I don't remember what it is I wrote. It's kind of a frenzy sort of fugue state yeah. and then goes away.
You have to empty out the brain to make room for more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any lone wolves who can win it all at Darkness Brewing?
Oh, I know of two, but very specifically when they've done that, they were themed.
Oh,
so like
there
the difference
go.
Where typically we do, it's not super themed.
Yeah.
It's a bit more broad, but we've done, there was a Star Wars one we did quite a long time ago. And my friend Justin won.
Yeah.
But that's not surprising because he could name every planet in the made-up universe of Star Wars, and he's an expert on that. He's also yeah. a very smart guy in
yeah.
general, but I think generally I would agree with him that that the people by themselves, they're smart, but you can't know everything.
Yeah,
I would say, I mean, that's the same thing, mm-hmm. Star Wars. I don't do a lot of theme trivias, but once in a while I'll do them if somebody hires me for it or whatever. And I did a Lord of the Rings trivia, but it was about the books. So like specifically,
wow.
This guy came in wearing the One Ring around a necklace,
yeah.
sat down at the end of the bar with his wife. She didn't do anything. She was just on her phone the whole time, like not paying attention. He crushed everybody yep. there. Yep. And there were teams of like people who know what they're talking about. And this guy just mm-hmm. absolutely annihilated them.
Yeah.
There was almost a perfect score. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he have like a big staff like Gandalf?
No, but he did. He did win. When the prize I gave away was Aragorn's sword. So at the end
nice.
Of the thing, yeah, he got to hold up the sword and be like, you know,
I'm
yeah.
king.
Exactly.
I'm the Lord of the
yeah.
Ring.
That's awesome. So let's talk about, we got a call from Lee. Lee called to say she goes to trivia night as a 50-something in Loveland with her pals. Her 20-something kids drop in to cover different areas. They're good at sports, whereas her friends are not. So there's a great sense of camaraderie between them, and it's a fun bonding activity. You talked about, I think, Eric, having kind of multi-generational teams at Darkness. Mm-hmm. Do you find families are bonding over trivia?
I mean, I would say yes. I can think specifically of a few groups, father, daughter, and now, husbands, et cetera, maybe five or six of them, and they come in regularly. I'm assuming they're bonding. They seem like they're a pretty close family anyways.
You don't have to break up fights in the parking lot afterwards.
Yeah, No. I think that there's some of that, but it's also, like you said, friends, they get together, they can, and I think they're there more to hang out with each other and, you know, try to see who's smarter than it is about getting a gift certificate or, you know, cash or whatever a prize would be.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier, Eric, the kind of COVID years. And I think a lot of people kind of became these shut-ins who sit on the couch, maybe do the New York Times and Washington Post quizzes every Friday, do crossword puzzles. Justin, do you think they really need to get out of the house and try trivia nights? Has this brought people back out of their little cocoons?
Yeah, I think it has helped a little bit. Actually, it's strange that I was talking to a guy last week who came up to me. I hadn't seen him in years from before COVID. He used to come on Tuesday, every single Tuesday. And two other people on his team are people who were on Jeopardy. One of them won a night of Jeopardy. So they're pretty smart as far as things go. But they always come to my trivia. They always say they really enjoy it a lot. And during COVID, I would do it online. I would stream. So like that was kind of my pivot, was once I couldn't do it live anymore, I would stream it. And he was telling me, he's like, you know what? That really saved our friendship and our kind of like our social life, because we could do this. And he was like, I was so scared of leaving the house for years. And like, I just now recently came back out and we decided the first thing I would do is come to this. So it was nice of him to say like that. And then also that he came back out of his house to come to trivia night again. So I think it definitely helps people sort of get over that fear a little bit, you know? And also you're not like, it's not like being at a bar where you're constantly mingling with people. As you said, like you're kind of sitting at tables, they're kind of apart from each other. So it's not as like, anxiety inducing, I think, for people coming out of their houses again after all that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And Eric, I know COVID was so hard for bars and restaurants, all kinds of businesses. What are there factors that are still kind of challenging for you all right now? Are people less social? Are they drinking less? Is COVID having any lingering effects for your business?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think that, this is my opinion. I think COVID did do something to change the way that we interact with each other. You know, just there was this inherent, I think it's something that we don't have any control over, or we have to consciously try to get back into it. But I wouldn't say that I feel like there's a lot of left lingering things. People in general, especially the newer, younger generations, aren't drinking as much. At least that's what the information is showing. And so as they get, the Gen Z is getting into the age where then they'd be one of our target market. As a microbrewery, things are a little more expensive. So therefore, younger kids don't come out anyways. So we're feeling some of that. Again, I don't know if that's really COVID related, but definitely it changed everything.
Yeah.
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah. Do you think, Justin, do you see in the trivia nights that you do that this is a way to for people to kind of get over that hump and bring people together after we were all so isolated during COVID and maybe had those concerns about getting back into the mix?
Oh, yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, I definitely think that it's been an outlet for a lot of people to reintroduce themselves to, you know, society at large, but also to be back with their friends and everything, because people would be, you know, they would gather in parking lots and stand away from each other and wear masks and everything. And there's still people who come out and they wear masks, and good, they should, if that's what they feel comfortable with. But I think like ultimately that it has helped people sort of get over that. I mean, you know, it's not exactly a panacea or anything. It's not going to cure everything, but I think that it helps people feel social without, like you said, making too much of a commitment to a long, long night of being out everywhere. You know, it gives you that sort of jolt of being in public without the necessary like fear of getting sick or, you know, having to be there for way too long and having to make an exit and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. Justin, have you ever had a question so hard that nobody could answer it?
Oh, plenty of times.
Really?
I think that happens because I tend to overwrite things anyway. So when I think I'm being clever, I sometimes go over people's heads, not intentionally by any means. But there's also times when I'll ask something that I think is wildly simple, and then people just, you know, completely whiff it, and I don't understand how it works. It's not a exact science, but yeah, it definitely happens sometimes. Oh. And I always end up telling them, you're all in good company, nobody got it right, so everybody gets a little chuckle out of that, and then I can continue on, you know, without being too much of a villain, I guess, in their lives.
That's the risk of being a wizard, I guess, right? Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Not all spells work.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking with Darkness Brewing co-owner Eric Bosler and the Approximate Knowledge Institute of Cincinnati quiz wizard Justin Schaefer. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez-Cornu. If you miss our program live, you can find Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thanks so much for listening.